Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 14, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter October 14, 2021. We are worse than animals. An animal will stop if it senses danger, but a human being cannot stop. The hash ego is stronger than we are. It is given to us, from above, and it commands us. In turn, we dutifully obey its commands instead of following the animal survival instinct. And in doing so, we're destroying the planet. Conditions for revealing actions of the Creator. How can we begin to feel the Creator within the connection with our friends in the 10? The main work is to explore all the aspects of our coming closer to each other and distancing from each other at the level of feelings. If we try to establish the correct relations between our friends in practice, then we will begin to feel the Creator within these actions. If we do not make these attempts together, then how can we create the Creator? After all, it is said, "You have made me." That is, we build the Creator. We must connect with each other so closely that we begin to understand what is called the Creator. We need to assemble the Creator from our desires as if from Lego blocks. If, despite the rejection from each other, we yearn to connect above it, then by scrutinizing these two states together, disconnection and connection, distancing and coming closer, we will begin to reveal who the Creator is, whom we assemble and build as a result of our actions. If we do not have a 10 and the opportunity to build the Creator within it in this way, then there is no chance and no hope that he will ever be revealed. If my friends and I do not put together his image from our cubes, we will not be able to reveal him. We are standing right next to the opportunity to build the Creator, but we are not building him. The Creator is called Come and See, Bo Re. When we build our connection with the desire and intention to complete each other and assemble something common, we feel how it begins to come to life. Imagine that we take inanimate particles from nature, atoms in which there is nothing but negative and positive charges, and connect them together in such a way that suddenly we get something alive and developing. Atoms connect with each other so that they turn into an organic molecule, that is, into living matter inside of which there is life, and the secret of life is hidden within it. All the foundations and secrets of creation are hidden inside the DNA, and where does this force of life come from? How do inanimate particles, protons, electrons, neutrons, and mesons by their connection bring themselves to such a state that a force called life is suddenly revealed inside them? We do not understand this. We only see that instead of inorganic bricks, from which we had to build a house, like from children's blocks, something alive suddenly appears, which builds itself and grows by itself. The force of the Creator awakens in them, the force of creation, and they begin to connect with each other. We only create conditions for them, we as if give the Creator the opportunity to be revealed. Then they begin to build themselves and the act of creation takes place. Maze bearish it. Therefore our work is not to get inside and interfere with the work of the Creator, but to create conditions for revealing the action of the upper force. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 11, 2021, Shemati number 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies, in the work? See the world through other people. Question. How can we understand the expression look at the world not through the prism of your egoism, but through other people? Answer, in principle, this is how it turns out. If a person lived alone after birth or, like in a fairy tale, was fed and raised by a she-wolf, he would remain so forever. Our development takes place only in the society we find ourselves in. Society is a lens through which I tune into the Creator. The Creator is the property of bestowal, and if I give to other people as he does, then I seem to be in similarity of properties with him. There is no other method of manifesting bestowal here. From love for creatures, to love for the Creator, This is the only way connection is revealed. Question: can we say that society, all 8 billion people, is a tool through which I can connect with the Creator? Answer: whether I like it or not, I am always connected with them, and through them I go to the Creator. The Creator acts on me both through them and directly. He affects us, in every way. And we can influence Him only as we unite with other people. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. The Four Attributes of Upper Governance, Part 8. Attain the property of the Creator. Question: how can we attain the property of the Creator in sensation and mind? Answer: only in a group. We must reach a state where mercy, truth, justice, and peace will interact between us, in such a way that we feel that we are creating a balanced system, which is called a spiritual body or a common soul. By starting to create it, we will see what we are missing, add a little mercy, a little truth, a little justice, remove this world, and so forth. We must understand how to dynamically, correctly interact with each other. The constant maintenance of the balance of all four categories is spiritual life. This is our job. In this we will feel ourselves advancing in the spiritual world and feeling the Creator in ourselves and among ourselves. In general, this is life. This is not difficult, because the upper light, which acts on us, in accordance with our efforts, does this work itself. We do not have to think about how we recognize these categories. We just need to strive for unity, and thus the categories mercy, truth, justice, and peace will unite between us. Then each of these parts is the first, second, third, fourth part of our soul, that is, Hochma, Bina, Zir and Pin, and Malkhut will begin to correctly interact with each other. And if they reach at least the minimum correct connection and begin to restore in a balance, we will feel the Creator in it, as we feel life in balance between the organs of the body. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 28, 2019. What part of us will transcend to the next life? Question: what will pass from us to the next life? Answer: only the efforts that you made in this life that were aimed at unity between us. What else do we need? We have to format our soul during our many reincarnations, which means that we have to unite into one good force, into one good system. Nothing but what we call good deeds remain of all our reincarnations. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. Join the multitude of corrected souls. Rashbi, Zohar for all, Vayechi, item 168. When a person dies, he is given permission to see. He sees his kin and his friends from the world of truth, he recognizes them, and they are all engraved in the same form that they had in this world. If a person is righteous, they all rejoice before him and greet him. Question: what does it mean engraved in the same form that they had in this world? Answer: when climbing the spiritual ladder, a person does not change. He only changes the use of his properties. Question: why is everyone rejoicing and greeting him? Answer: because a whole soul is rising up to them, and it now joins the multitude of their corrected souls. This is a huge addition, a huge event, in the spiritual world. Imagine that there are 7 billion souls, or rather black dots, on the level of this world, and each one must rise and reach the power of the level of the world of infinity. In the meantime, they are vegetating at this dot level. Of course, it is desirable that they all correct themselves. And that is why those high souls help, lift and shake us, up so that we finally reach the spiritual stage, perfection and harmony, and rejoice in every corrected soul. Systemic sufferings are beginning to appear in our world, and they force people to start thinking systematically. We are connected to each other, dependent on each other, and we cannot change anything by any violent methods. I hope that these systemic sufferings will lead everyone to the need for unification. And then by quantity, not by quality of a small group, but the whole of humanity, we will begin to rise. It will be very easy, simple, understandable, and natural for everyone. It will be written about in newspapers, talked about on television, and discussed everywhere. It will constantly roll through people's heads and will become a subject of life for them. I am absolutely certain that we will come to unity in a good, gentle way. And the fact that the Book of Zohar is being revealed now is a very good sign. You just need to open it, take it as an infusion drop by drop, and it will work. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 20. Bestowal according to Kabbalah. Question: what is the property of bestowal according to Kabbalah? The fact is that other methods also operate with this property. Answer: yes, but in other methods this means bestowal at the level of our world, to give, to love. Kabbalists say quite differently, we do not know what the property of bestowal is. But by studying Kabbalah, we call upon ourselves a special energy that reveals it to us. It must be felt, it must be dealt with, and then a person will begin to feel himself in descents, in ascents, in all kinds of internal changes, until the property of bestowal begins to appear in him. This property detaches him from the animalistic world and at the same time makes him care for this world and be in balance with it. Question: it does not allow a person to daydream. Answer: no, by no means. Do you see me flying? Certainly not. I am a very real person. I love this life. Kabbalah obliges people to work, to be fruitful, to multiply, to do everything in this life that an ordinary person does. Therefore, there is nothing here that speaks of some kind of spiritual soaring. This attainment means attainment of the system that governs our world. From Cab TV's Close Up. The Path to a Common Desire. Prophets, Joshua, 21:43, not a thing was lacking from all the good things that the Lord spoke to the house of Israel, all came to pass. The Creator promised the children of Israel that they would receive the land as an allotment if only He would be with them. Everything is in their hands. They are already settling on the land, turning all their desires, land, eretz from the word ratzon, desire, into bestowal, connection, and love. Everyone cultivates the land, that is, sits on his part of the desire. It cannot be otherwise because everyone received their part from the shattering of Adam, the common soul. Therefore, a person understands what to do, what to correct, and how to be connected with others to eventually come to one common desire, to a common system called Adam. Everything is on a schedule here. The children of Israel know what they need to do. The Kohanim, Kins, priests, and Levites patiently explain all this to them, and then new steps are revealed to everyone. Therefore, even though greater egoism is manifested, they successfully master the land, these broken desires. Everything happens within a person. It is about fixing the connection between him and others. Question: in what case does the Creator's promise come true? Answer: in every case, either by suffering or by diligent, serious work. Everyone is obliged to complete their lesson. But how do you do it? Either in a short and kind way or in a long way of suffering. But one way or another, you will still come to what is said. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 23, 2021. Eyes and Tears. Question: do you agree with the saying, eyes are the mirror of the soul? Answer: the fact is that the eyes are the most sensitive organ of the body, and that is why we say so. If, for example, a person is blind or has lost his sight in old age, then from a spiritual point of view it means nothing. Question: I read that on average women cry 46 times a year, and men only 7 times. Why do the eyes seep tears? Answer: this is a method of expressing feelings. In principle, tears constantly wash the eyes in the same way saliva washes the mouth, and we simply cannot live without it. Question: in our world, these are physiological processes. What are tears in spirituality? Answer: in spirituality, tears are a type of compassion. When a person feels the condition of another and sympathizes with him, then he has tears. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. Michael Lateman, on Quora: why is it that when the powerful use force it is called self-defense and when the weak use force it is called terrorism? The question is built incorrectly from the beginning. Terrorism involves the use of violence toward the peaceful population, which is in essence not guilty of anything. Terrorism is used precisely to kill innocent people. On the other hand, the force that a government uses is used against the army of the opponent, that is an army against an army. In our egoistic world, even this is considered ethical and correct. It differs from cases when terror organizations use force against citizens who are guilty of nothing besides the fact that they are ordinary people. That is why, unquestionably, terrorism has no place and no justification in human society. The issue here is not power or weakness, but against whom the force is directed. If it is directed against citizens, this is called terrorism, whereas if it is directed against an army, then it is called war. War has its own forces and laws. Of course, it is undesirable, but one way or another, we consider these to be lawful and fitting into specific boundaries. The tragedy is that terrorist groups make it their goal to hurt the civilian population, and in this regard they should receive a warning from humanity. Terrorism should disappear from the map of the world. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.